الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، on one occasion when Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali had gone to visit Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on his invitation, when he was leaving, then Khaja Sahib said a poem. He said that the golden bird has flown away now. Only the feather is in our hands now. These few days of great, great value have gone. They've flown away. But the feathers are still in our hands. I asked our good friend, Maulana Muhammad Gardi Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he stayed many years in the very, very close company of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat loved him also very much. Tell me something about Hazrat Shaykh with regard to this first 10 days of Zulhijjah. What came out of his mouth immediately, he said Hazrat should go crazy in these days. Like a person, we know what we call crazy. Hazrat was just overtaken that what glorious days are here. What wonderful time is here. And Qurbani and these days, the 10 days of Zulhijjah, wal-Fajri, wal-Layalin Ashr. And in the Hadith Sharif, that these days Allah loves the most for His ibadat. So Hazrat should just be in a complete different. The same thing in Ramadan also. And we find great, great ulama, people who are very much into ilm, into knowledge, like famous about Hafiz ibn Asakir Rahmatullah Ali, who is known for his knowledge. But he should sit for itikaf the last 10 days of Ramadan and the first 10 days of Zulhijjah also. He should sit for itikaf because the value of these great days. So these days, like we have been mentioning, that each day, Roza of these days, and they are referred to as 10, though effectively they are 9. But the reward by Allah will be for 10, inshallah. Though the 10th day to keep Roza is haram. So one day's Roza, we get the sawab of 360 days. Where will we get such an offer? That offer is gone now. It's off the shelf. It's no more there now. You go on the website, you don't find it anymore there. Till next year, may Allah Ta'ala, we make niyat from now. If we are living, inshallah, Allah give us good health, everything, that we will not miss out such an opportunity. And for the 10 days, times 10, 3,600 ruzas. So much we could keep. A person's average lifespan for which he is mukallaf is about 18,000 days. So in 5 years, he can cover up all that, like he kept for that full period, rozas, if we just keep the 10 days. And of course, the Ramzan rozas, which are much more superior. What is for us is much more superior. These rozas, as virtuous as they are nafal, they are optional. But they are so valuable that a person should take it for himself, I can't miss this. I can't let this opportunity go. And then even more the nights of these 10 days. That each night is the value of Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, 1,000 months. And 1,000 months, perhaps that is something that hits some chord in our heart, in our mind, which is 83 years and 4 months. Every night ibadat can be so much. And if we work it out in days, 1,000 months times 30 nights, 30,000, each night's ibadat, 30,000 nights ibadat. Each night is more longer than our lifespan. So much we can acquire. And it is a matter of acquiring for akhirat. No matter how much a person has acquired, it is not sufficient. And we Allah accept, Allah is most merciful. But there what we are going to need, and there it will be Yawmul Hasrat, a day of sorrow, the day of Qiyamah, for everyone, for the righteous and the pious also. And for the wrongdoers and who did wrong, it's clear. But even the righteous will feel we could have done much more. In Jannah, there will be moments of sorrow also. And that will be for those moments that we did not make the dhikr of Allah. That for these nights, for example, so easy. Just make your Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat. You got the whole night sawab. You got 30,000 nice ibadah, just by making sure you made your Fajr with Jamaat, your Isha with Jamaat. You read your Surah Tabarak Alladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda between Maghrib and Isha, another Laylatul Qadr Sawab you got. So not 60,000 nights. Every night you could have scored so much. Allah make us understand. And now these days are gone. This is the end, the ibadat, what was it? Third kalima, mostly, to read that. And the easy way was that we just make our salatu tasbih every day. About just 15 minutes or 20 minutes, and we 300 times we would have read it. And in namaz, where the value is even more, how much we could have scored. And then if we read the last ruku of Ali Imran, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, at night, then the whole night sawab we get of ibadat. So much we could have got. And then the ninth, which is the greatest day which Allah loves for His ibadat. And there the ibadat is what? The main ibadat which all the wazifa of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the fourth kalima. Nothing so heavy and so difficult. Many buzurgs have written certain namazas, you have to read so many times this surah, so many times that surah, or some wazifas. But the wazifa Allah gave us through His Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, only the fourth kalima. And Allah loves that the greatest, so easy, and you get the maximum reward. And then on that day, Allah becomes the most happier with the ibadat of His bandas. And especially at Arafat, when all have gathered, from what different conditions they have come, how they have come, min kulli fajjin amiq, all different paths they have, on different types of conveyances, and all have come there with the disheveled hair, and all labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Allah becomes extremely happy that Allah forgives all their gunas. And with those, the ahle wukuf, the people who are making wukuf there, they are the people whom Allah is so pleased. And in their sadaqah with the whole ummah, Allah gave this ibadat. Hajj is only there, but the reading of the fourth kalima is in the whole world. For them, advisable not to keep roza, because the ibadat, they must exert themselves in the ibadat. But the rest of the ummah, very greatly encouraged to keep the roza. And so valuable that roza, that together with 30,000 days roza sawab, plus whole 1 year past and future, gunas are forgiven. Which is effectively, for the past year it's also 2 years, and for the coming year also it's 2 years. In the sense that this year Allah forgave our past 1 year's gunas, our future. Next year Allah will forgive again our past, which was our future. So it's 2 years. So all the time, each year is 2 years. So it's not only 2 years, past and future, but it is two years. And when Allah gives, there is no limit to the giving of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that was. And then the Qurbani, Allah give us all tawfiq to take fully part in the Qurbani. And the Qurbani is really not the animal. It has to be there. The animal must be slaughtered. But the spirit that is in there. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That taqwa Allah ta'ala wants from us. And that is the spirit of sacrifice. That this should bring within us sacrifice. That is what Allah wants. In fact, ulama, mufassirin have written that our deen, inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The deen by Allah is Islam. But they clarify there that just not the name of Islam. But what it is, what is Islam? To surrender to Allah. We just think now we all made our Isha namaz, we made our faras, sunnahs, witr, etc. How much did we surrender even our thoughts to Allah? For which we did not have to sweat at all. We did not have to make any hard work. We didn't have to stay awake the whole night. We didn't have to spend all our money. How much did we surrender? That is what is called surrendering. And that is the height of it, that a person surrenders to Allah Ta'ala. In all our matters, this Qurbani also, وَلَاكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That taqwa Allah Ta'ala wants from us. That to sacrifice. And we all know what sacrifice means. But unfortunately, the limit of our sacrifice is 3,500 rand. Just that money is our sacrifice. And many of us, that also, with a very hard heart, and like a dirty heart, like very hard to spend that money. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam encouraged, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسًا, express your joy and happiness. In fact, zakat, some ulama have written, it's only accepted when you give it with a happy heart. When you give it like under duress, you take it like a tax. All the ulama will say it is accepted, but it hasn't got any taste in it. Like you are giving a present to a dear person, but you, the way you pull up your face, oh, I have to spend this money, I have to give you this present, that person won't want to accept it also. In that way, in that light, ulama write, when we give like that for Allah Ta'ala, then Allah also is not happy with that at all. And zakat is actually, you are giving it to Allah. Allah doesn't need anything. Allah made it. Give it to the poor, the needy. I will count it that you gave it to me. And I get very happy with that. But if we are giving it with like a very heavy heart, we take it like a tax, a burden upon us, and you're giving somebody like that, you help the person, and you express that I don't feel like giving you. I don't know why I'm giving you. I shouldn't be giving you. That person, no matter how desperate he is, if he's got some self-honor, he won't want to accept it also. That if you are giving it in this way, so the sacrifice is required. So this is the qurbani then. And on those days, Allah loves that qurbani. And there is absolutely no doubt, whoever opens his heart, the dua for the haji is, who spends a lot of money. Hajj is only for us on the rich, amongst the other conditions. So it means you are rich. Because why? It's a lot of money to spend. It's not only now Hajj has become so expensive. Always it was like that. According to the finances of people, Hajj was always. And that's why the particular dua, that a person who makes Hajj will never see poverty again in his life. You sacrifice that big amount to go for Hajj, you will never see poverty in your life. You make Hajj and you do it happily, Allah will give you so much of barakat in your wealth, in your money, in everything. And the dua is that may Allah Ta'ala give you a great recompense for the money you spend for your Hajj. So Allah Ta'ala's system is, which from our side, just to have that, to be voluntary, to be happy, to be eager, or to put it in the beautiful words, to become crazy about it. And not only in these days, whole life, we become crazy about deen. We become crazy about Allah Ta'ala, that what wonderful opportunity Allah has given us. Then see how the enjoyment of deen will come. Then deen won't be a burden. Deen won't be duties and obligations. Deen won't be najais and najais, halal and haram. A person will just opt for the best at all times. And for him, he will understand what is deen. And he will appreciate and enjoy deen. So that was the qurbani. And then during the days, which the thing is also, we all should rectify ourselves. The takbirat that we read for the 23 namazas. For example, in the madrasa Darul Uloom, I had to bring it to the attention of so many people, just like unwillingly, like very lukewarm, just hardly, not without sound also, the takbir Allahu Akbar. And in the very words of the Quran, litukabbirullah, to say the takbir, to express the takbir, in the very sound of the word, it must be said loudly and clearly. And that is the requirement for man. We don't have to shout the roof down, but to say it, not just whisper it, like unwillingly, like by force, dragging ourselves. Like for example, namaz also, Allah Ta'ala says the munafiq's namaz, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. When they stand up for namaz, lazily, like now just forcing yourself from home, I have to go for namaz now. And when you are here for namaz also, then you are like sitting at the back one side, like no interest. And like especially Taraweeh, we make out the imam is now going into ruku, then quickly you join up and you jump up and you join. And like your namaz, your postures also, you getting up also, one is if you can't manage it, your health, but that also like you dragging yourself to do it. When you're going in sajda, to put the hands down properly, but like you drag your hands and you go down, you drag like, the ayat explains it very clearly, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Very lazily, very, no feeling in the namaz. Well, so the opposite is what is required of the mu'min. That with enthusiasm, or if you use the same words, your namaz also, you become crazy about your namaz. You just enjoy your namaz also. So that is what is required. So this takbir also, wherever we in our masajid, we should see many, we saw that for example, in the Darul Uloom, what I noticed, that hardly anyone starts with the takbir. And mashallah, a lot of praise for the Jami Masjid in Azadwell, with great feeling and enthusiasm. All are eager to read it. And it looks like before the Imam finished his second salam, they already start with their takbir. All just waiting eagerly. That is the passion we should have. So wherever we are, we ourselves also in our masjids make it alive. They tukabbirullah ala ma hadakum. Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Allah, give him the highest stages. He explained to us that when the occasions of this is, then we should not hold back. Many times, like for example, the Bidatis, they show a lot of enthusiasm. And the Deobandis, in many things, we are very like cool and lukewarm. Hazrat said that attitude should not be in us. Like when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam in the midst of the kuffar, in the, they went the first time they went and make namaz publicly in the haram, the Muslims with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And when he announced his Islam, all Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Allah says at such times it is good that you express it and don't like be like you are chilling out, like you are cool, quiet, like you are half dead. No, at that time you must express it. Similarly, Hazrat says also, and especially moreover in these days, when all these other funny things, all the different alphabets and numerals and things are going, when somebody gets married, say, Barakallahu lakhu alayk. Give him glad tidings, give dua of barakat, and express it, and make with respect of the masjid, but show your enthusiasm for that occasion. Today, to make the sunnah of nikah alive is more sawab than at other times, where now all the filthy things and no marriage and all the wrong types of marriage are promoted. The sunnah nikah, we should try and encourage that more. So this takbir also, takbirat, the 23 takbir, we should read it and with great enthusiasm. And in fact, we should have it. I remember when I was the imam in Germiston, one person approached me and said, can't we read it three times? That feeling that you have. It's only once we must read. We can't read it three times. We don't transgress the limits of Shariat also. But that feeling you should have. But we, even that one time, like it's going to cost us a big amount of money if we're going to say it loudly. Like phones before, if you had to phone long distance overseas, how expensive it used to be. So people used to watch the minutes as they go. They should time and they should arrange what they're going to speak so that the least amount of time should be spent on the phone. So this, it doesn't even cost us money. But we don't... And other things, let somebody just score a goal. And you'll see old people also going mad about it. Jumping and jiving and and for deen's sake, no feeling whatsoever. It's a very, very poor reflection on our condition of our iman and our affiliation with deen. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And then we still got the opportunity We don't have to have that attitude also. Now the golden bird has flown away. Now we can't do anything. No, still we are still in Ashhurul Hurum. It is still Zulhijjah. And the half, two more weekends, or 3 weekends perhaps. Whole month of Ramadan, we got the 4 weekends. We keep those 3 rozas, 700 years ibadat sawab. 700 years times 12 months times 360 days works out to about 20,000, 25,000 or so, round about there, days of sawab. So keep 3 days sawab and you get for 25,000 days sawab. How can we let go of that? Even if it is a little bit tough on us, let us not get away. It's nafil. If you want to, you do it, you get sawab. Look at what you're going to get if you do it. And see what you're going to lose. Nobody will say that this deal today, my target of my business, I've reached it now. Now I don't have to do anything more. Everyone wants more. When we sit and eat, we don't say just the basic. There is just dal and rice, curry and curry khichdi, just the basic. Now we ask, where's the achar also? And where's the chutney also? And the food is not, I won't eat till the chutney is not there. And the achar is not there. And the papar and the papri, both have to be. I won't be just satisfied with papar alone or with papri alone. I want everything there. But what our deen, if you do it, you get sawab. If you don't do it, there's no guna. But with our other things, our dressing. Now in winter, it's not for us to wear all the amount we are wearing. We can do with much less also. It's not for us, but everything else. You don't have to wear 2 socks. One sock is enough. You don't have to have mozas also. You can manage without the mozas also. You are wearing how many jerseys and how many jackets and how you covering yourself. It's nothing of that is for us like that. To look after your health is your duty, but not so much how much we are doing. To have glasses, you need them, no problem. They don't have to be tinted. And they don't have to be this value and that value and all that. Just simple glasses. It wasn't long, perhaps some people can still remember actually why they should fasten their glasses with. No frame also. And we saw that quite a bit in India. Just the lenses with just the with a wire attached to it. So that is also, your work is done. You don't need all the extras. But there we want, and we want the best there. But for our deen, we want to get away with the least. And that also haphazardly, unwillingly, no feeling. Really, where are we? On which side are we? The munafiqeen side or the mu'mineen mukhliseen side? Those who are devoted to deen. That we should bring into our lives. So this 3 rozas still. And all the ibadat still of this half a month, next month is magnified. It is increased greatly by Allah Ta'ala. And also at the same time, gunas in these months still are also amplified. They become much more. And the guna is like committing a guna in the state of a haram and committing the guna in the haram. Like Jummah time, if somebody commits a guna, we'll all say, how terrible. And if he's committing that guna in the masjid. And today it is possible, and unfortunately it's happening. The khutbah is carrying on, the bayan is carrying on, somebody is watching porn while he's in the masjid. So how terrible isn't that guna? What terrible thoughts don't we entertain? And not only that the thought came, but we entertain the thought while we are in the bayan. How many of us, we will just, while the bayan is carrying on, we will criticize the alim, that what rubbish he's talking. Or does he know in which world is he living in? All that is totally haram. It's a very big guna to criticize the ulama, and especially if they are speaking the haq, the truth, and we criticize them even just to ourselves. What big gunas we are involved in. So we should try and avoid all gunas. During these months, that guna becomes much more also. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with our life, every moment of our life. time is so valuable that Allah has taken qasam on time in so many places. On time generally and specifically, wal asr, Allah took qasam of time, how valuable time is. And the time of asr, some ulama have said it means the asr namaz time. Allah has taken time on that. And that is like now the day is gone. Asr, the day is gone. The Hanafis, the asr should be read in the UP where Deoband, Saharanpur, that areas are, where the very, mashallah, learned, pious people are. It's famous that asr be read 55 minutes, ghuroob se pehle, 55 minutes before sunset. So if you're going to read it 55 minutes before sunset, about 10 minutes go in namaz. So then you are left with 45 minutes. And 45 minutes, so short time is left now. So when asr has come, like your day is gone already. When are you going to do your work now? The day is gone. Allah Ta'ala is reminding that now your day, but Allah is so merciful. You just make tawbah, istighfar, even at the last moment before the clear signs of maut come. So in other words, now you wasted from Fajr, from Isha to Fajr, whole night you wasted. Fajr to Zohar you wasted. Zohar to Asr you wasted. Don't waste your time now. Now it's at the end. And on what qasam Allah has given us that advice. And then, well, Fajr, the time of Fajr. And then the 10 days of Zulhijjah, walayalin ashq, qasam Allah has taken. And Allah only takes qasam on His great, great creation. So this shows how great these times are, how valuable they are. So even now, let us not waste any moment of our life. Very valuable our time is. And on this depends our salvation. What is going to happen to us in the qabr, which seldom we think about. Everything of ours is determined by dunya. That what are the things of this dunya? So much so that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in fact, one student, a murid, told his ustad, his sheikh, that Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, we are so sinful, but still He is giving us so many ni'mat. We are eating, we are drinking, our transport, our clothing, our housing, what ni'mat. The ustad told him, my son, my beloved son, it's not like that. We are in Allah's azab and we don't even realize it. We are deprived of tahajjud namaz. And that is what a person should take as azab of Allah. We are deprived of our faraz namazes. We are deprived of crying to Allah. How many of us tears come out of our eyes? Those are the true namaz. We are deprived of the true values. So Allah, that is an azab of Allah Ta'ala. That we are deprived of these things. And this dunya's things, that is the work and the occupation of the kuffar and the animals. They want all dunya's things. A mu'min doesn't hanker after the dunya the way we are going. And our criteria has become dunya. How much more I have of dunya. And that is no criteria by Allah Ta'ala. That you have more of dunya, that you are more loved. Allah clearly, it comes that Allah gives dunya to whom He loves and whom He doesn't love. Allah gives dunya. But deen, iman, Allah gives to only those people who He loves. Those He loves, He gives them tawfiq of tahajjud. He gives them tawfiq of crying, their hands going up, conditions of the Muslims in the world, and their heart pains. Otherwise, we don't feel anything. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also saw the Bani Israel were of the same condition. So he said, Rabbana tumis ala amwalim, washdud ala qulubi. Oh Allah, take them to task in their material things, only then they'll come to their senses. If now our health deteriorates, our finances deteriorate, no peaceful conditions, there is only looting, fighting, war everywhere, then we come to our senses. But when, as long as our dunya is carrying on, we don't come to our senses. And a mu'min, this first worry, anything goes wrong, what did I do wrong with the rights of Allah? Where have I erred? Where have I transgressed? Anything little bit goes wrong, they immediately become conscious. a man like Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, a great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, when just he did not see the hudhud, it was just a small little bird, small bird. In size it is very small. Immediately he say, Mali la aral, what wrong did I do that I'm not seeing the hudhud is present? That is, just when you are taking the roll call and seeing if all are present, one hudhud was not present, he says, I have done something wrong. And the buzurgs and the pious, if anything goes wrong in their life, immediately, where have I gone wrong? The wife speaks about loud and shouts, I have done something wrong. So this is the condition of the of a mu'min, that everything ascribes to himself and he's worried that I've done something wrong. But we don't come to our senses till some material wrong is gone wrong in our lives. Then we only think. Otherwise, all the other ni'mat, we are deprived of the du'as of the pious. What a great thing. We are deprived of the company of the pious. All these things, they are the real values. When we get deprived, it means nothing to us. Yes, if our dunya gets affected, then we suddenly... That's the way of the kuffar and the animals. Their way of is like that, not the way of the mu'mineen. So Allah Ta'ala, that we can appreciate our time at large. Time is a great, great, great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It's so much so, it's not nice to give this example, but it is a reality that a person, there are many people who their health was such that they already started preparing for the kafan and dafan. The signs were so clear, but Allah gave them radiant health after that. And they became more better, healthier than before. How many people have lost millions and billions, and they were down and out, and Allah gave them wealth again. Shu'aib alayhi salam, what was his health condition? What were his finances? How much Allah gave him again? But even iman, not nice to say, but if you lose your iman, may Allah save us all. But there are many people who accept Islam again. Iman also comes back again. But time that is gone, time does not come back. Time that is gone does not come back again. Though we are fortunate, the time won't come back, but we can cover up for all lost time. Poor Sahaba came to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and they said, oh Allah's Rasul, the rich Sahaba make namaz like we make namaz. They keep roza like we keep roza. Many things. But because they've got wealth, they go for hajj. They go for jihad. They can do so many things which we can't do. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, read the Tasbihat Fatimi. 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. 34 times Allahu Akbar. And you'll catch up with those who are gone ahead of you. Not in time, but in amal. Those who have extolled. By that, let us also understand the value of Tasbihat Fatimi. Just by reading it, a person will catch up with those who have done great, great amal. And you'll go far ahead of those who are after you, who are with you now presently. They won't be able to catch up with you unless they do the same also. So Allah has made that possible, but still, the time that is gone, how if you could use that time also, it won't come back. The sun every day announces when it rises that, oh, son of Adam, do whatever you can on this day. This day of yours will never come back again. Tomorrow will be the 16th of Zulhijjah, 1444. This day will never come again in our lives. What we can do, make the best of our fajr, our zuhr, all our namazes, our tilawat. It is ashur-e hurum. The value is so great, it won't come back to us again. Let us make the best of it. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate and look forward to all these special occasions. Ulama have written that the righteous and the pious, the learned, they always look forward to 3 10-day periods in the year. The one was the last 10 days, last 10 nights of Ramadan, together with the 10 days, or last 10 days. The second is the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and together with the first 10 days, the first 10 nights also. And then the third are the first 10 nights of Muharram also. They are also very valuable. Let us look after these periods, inshallah. And a person who looks after them, Allah Ta'ala looks after him. He the rest of his life. A person who looked after this time, Allah will look after his time at the time of mort. And towards the end of his life, Allah will look after his time in the qabr. Allah will make it not only easy, but will make it a pleasure. And we all should cherish that the life of the khabar must be a life of great enjoyment. Our fikr is only this dunya, to go for a holiday, go to this resort, that exotic resort, that overseas destination. No, our object, my khabar I must make. And I must be preparing for my qabr. Not this dunya and all this, and filling the coffers of the Jews in all this the resorts, etc., and making them more rich, and man kathara sawada qawmin fahuwa minhum, that we increase the numbers of those people who live that kind of life, who are just going for all these holidays, etc. Once we were at the immigration in Fiji Islands, and we were the only two different, myself with Appa, and all the others, the whole plane looked like it was all holiday makers. And they came there, and at the immigration, playing their guitars, and all funny things they were doing there. So we don't fit in that company. We don't go with those people. We have to see that we are preparing for our akhirat. That is our real resort and our destination of fun and enjoyment. And